Today I'm going to show you the top three mistakes I see people making that's causing their email list not to grow.
Made a big mistake. Huge.
Welcome to the OTW Show. I'm your host, Paul Gatter. This is the show that's going to help you get on the way to building the lifestyle you want with actionable tips to level up your business. Today, we're going to talk all about some mistakes I see people making that is causing their list just not to grow. And it can become frustrating when you think you've done all this work and you just sit there and nothing's happening with your email. You're not getting any new subscribers. These are three mistakes I've seen people make, and let's talk about it. As always, we're going to start the show off with celebrating wins, and I'll give credit again to my friend Lou Mangiello for encouraging me for many years when we had calls and coaching mastermind calls or whatever to always celebrate the wins. It's hard as entrepreneurs sometimes to feel like we're not getting anywhere, so it's important to celebrate the wins, however small, whether they're business, personal, whatever. Make sure you celebrate these wins every week, and I'll give credit to another friend, Angie Robinson, encouraged me to every Friday write them down so that you can reflect on them, go back to them, and maybe look back, 6 months into the year and realize, wow, you have accomplished a whole lot, even though you still got that big to-do list. So let's celebrate my win today, and I'm going to go with a personal win this week. For Father's Day weekend, our daughter is off in Florida, so we weren't able to see her. She's enjoying time and her Disney college program down there, but my wife agreed, maybe reluctantly, to head with me up to Kentucky to do a little bit of the Bourbon Trail. It was so great. So many cool things happened, but the big wins for me was we went up there. We had one tour booked with Buffalo Trace. They give free tours, but you have to book them weeks and weeks ahead of time. But we got there and were able to pick up two more tours because people didn't show up. They had availability the day of. And the first day we were there, it was Blanton's Day. So I was able to pick up two bottles of Blanton's, which if you're into bourbon, you know that it's not always easy to find. And I was able to get the last letter I needed. So now I have all the bottles to spell Blanton's with the little horses. So there's my win of the week. Let me know yours. Post in the comments below. All right, let's go ahead and get this out of the way about email marketing. The most common mistake I see people make is not starting soon enough. I hear so many people talk about, oh, I wish I would have started my list back when I started my business, or I wish I wouldn't have waited so long. Look, when you're starting this business, whatever it is you are, whatever place you are in your business journey, email needs to be a part of it. Even if you don't know what you're going to say to people, you don't know what you're going to send, start collecting the emails from the beginning. You never know who you're missing out on. You never know what that lead may lead to and that subscriber that you missed. Maybe they're going to be your number one fan, your super fan that's going to be there for you the whole thing, but you're not going to have them unless you start asking for emails early on. Let's get right into mistake number one I see so many people making, and that is not asking for email or think that they're asking for it, but you're really hiding your email ask. So let me show you some examples of that. So I've got several examples to show you some of these mistakes. I don't know these websites. I just randomly Googled a few in my state and I'll show you what I found. So here's a website called Why Travel Blog. And let's just scroll and find if we want to subscribe to their newsletter, let's find out how we could do that. Well, still scrolling, learning a lot about Myrtle Beach. Maybe I want to get your email to find out your best tips and tricks about Myrtle Beach, or how to save money at Myrtle Beach, or what are the must-do attractions. So far, there is nothing about email. This looks like a great article. They put a lot of time and effort into it. But so far, there's nothing for email, and we get to the bottom. Oh, wait a minute. There it is. There's the email opt-in. No benefit stated, no really thing. Just join the community if you want. Let's look at another one. Travel the South. Again, I don't know these folks. I'm sure they are doing great with their blogs. We scroll down here and look, these folks have it right here in the sidebar. Sign up via email to immediately receive our 99 things to do on your Southern travels and stay up to date with new vacation ideas. That is a great opt-in. That is something I would love to have. Here's the issue. If most of your visitors are coming on mobile, they're not going to see this because your entire sidebar is going to be delivered after the content. Now, it's in a great place on desktop. It's up near the top. It's one of the first things you see in the sidebar. But remember, people access our sites on mobile. And so if we're on mobile and I'm scrolling through all this content, there is nothing in the main column body of the website for an email opt-in. Let me give you an example of somebody I think does it really well. I've been working with this group here, this mother-daughter, and let me show you. They were doing this before I started work with them. Here's one of their recipes, and we scroll down. Yes, they do have a sidebar ask, but let's look. Okay, here's the table of contents. What to expect if you're making this grilled site. Here's some photos. Look, right there in the top half of the article, here's an opt-in. Sign up to the Two Cooks in the Kitchen. Get the latest recipes, tips, dinner, inspirations, and more straight to your inbox every week. Right there in the article as I'm scrolling past it. Now, they're using a tool called Grove from Mediavine, which is a free tool. And I do have a video all about that. Look down in the description, paulgatter.com/email tools. I go through some of the tools I use to grow my email list. But that is a great example. You have to ask for email. And it can't be a second thought. It can't be in your footer. Nobody's going to look at the footer, really. Nobody scrolls down that far. They read the content and they're going to bounce and they're going to go somewhere else. So you've got to put the email ask somewhere prominent. That's mistake number one. Mistake number two that so many people are making, and we saw an example of this already, is putting an email form on your website without any kind of context. You have to give people a reason to subscribe. Even if it's, hey, stay up to date with news and tips and tricks. Great. Hey, stay up to date with me. I'm going to send you my latest article so that you don't miss out on any of my content. All of those things are valid email opt-ins. You don't have to make some big giant lead magnet and make this 100-page PDF that people can download. Those are great and those work, but you don't have to do that. You do have to give them a reason to want to subscribe. Here's another example. Again, I don't know this website. I'm sure they're doing just fine. But as I scroll down on this website, I got this pop-up and all it says is, get on the list. Why? It's so generic. Am I going to click that? Probably not. I don't know that I'm going to do that. Give me some reason to want to join your list. You got to give me something, right? So many people just put a form on the website and then wonder why they don't get any conversions. All right, the final mistake is not necessarily about growing your list, but keeping people on your list. If people are unsubscribing, you're not going to be growing. So once you get them on the list, how do we keep them on? And it's so important. The first emails you send to them have to be compelling. I tell this to people all the time. Make sure when you send an email that you're personable, that you're talking directly to them. Please don't think of email as just this thing with shouting. So many brands are doing that with their email, and I don't know how they're keeping people on their list other than they just have loyal people and maybe want their stuff. For example, here's a really good one. Emails like this, I think the only reason people stay subscribed to this is because they want to find the deal, right? But this does not welcome me and make me feel like part of their community. If you as a blogger, you know, recipe blogger, do-it-yourself blogger, whatever, if you send something like this out to your subscribers, you're not Royal Caribbean and they're going to unsubscribe. There is nothing welcoming about this. Yeah, sure, it's got some great deals or whatever. Maybe you want to take these vacations. But I can get all that same information by going to the front page of the website. This is just shouting at your subscriber. Don't do that. Let's find ways to talk with them. Let me show you an example. Here is a great example from my friend Jeff C. This email one, it starts with, "Hey, Paul." And then if you read it, you know, I'll give you a second here to look at it. Not only is he talking directly to me, he's using a little bit of storytelling. He's using a little bit of humor. This is a compelling reason to stay on the list. I've heard some of our friends talk about Jeff's email, and they say that they've read them and they get halfway through and think that it was a message that he wrote just to them. And they're like, oh, wait a minute, maybe this is his newsletter. But it sounded like he was talking directly to me. That's how you keep people on your list, not by shouting at them and sending them all the fancy graphics and the really pretty laid out ad emails. Using emails like this will keep people on your list, which you got to have to be able to grow. You can use some of my favorite email tools, as mentioned earlier, paulgatter.com/email tools, to help you grow your list and make sure you're not doing these same mistakes. Thanks for watching the OTW Show. I hope I've given you some tips that's going to help you take action in your business and get you on the way to leveling up your business and creating that lifestyle that you want to lead. I'll see you next time.